Did you know we landed on Mars? We did! The Mars 2020 mission launched a rover on July 30th, 2020, and it landed safely February 18th, 2021. It's amazing! It's currently over 130 million miles from Earth. It wasn't our first time to visit Mars, but if I'm honest, I haven't paid much attention to the Mars missions. Apparently, there have been around 50 missions, but only half have been considered successful. Exploration of Mars and the possibility of human travel to it are nothing new. Unmanned missions began actually in 1960. Currently operational on Mars is one lander and two rovers, plus eight satellites, giving us all sorts of photos and information about the red planet. Many more missions are planned in the years to come, with hopes of sending humans to Mars by the 2030s. We'll see what happens. Overall, these space expeditions help us discover, see, and understand more about the planets and our solar system. We want to discover, gain knowledge, and understanding how it all works and comes together. It's truly fascinating and overwhelming to look at images from space. We realize how small we are in comparison to what's out there, and we continue to want to go where no man has gone before. I continue to be in awe as scientists have discovered thousands and thousands of galaxies, each containing millions of stars that outnumber the grains of sand on the Earth. Yet still, the God who created it all knows me. He sees me and he loves me. And as much as the heavens declare the glory of God, like we read in Psalm 19, and the skies proclaim the works of his hands, still I am his most prized creation. James 1, 17 and 18. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. He's a giver of good gifts, and his love for me never fades. It's as bright as any star. Maybe that's what you need to explore more of today. The creator of the universe, who set the earth on its foundation, Psalm 104:5. He set the moon and stars in their place, Psalm 8:3. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name, Psalm 147:4. Still, he knows my name. He knit me together in my mother's womb. He knows when I sit and when I rise, he perceives my thoughts from afar. He is familiar with all my ways. Before a word is even on my tongue, he knows it completely. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139. From the beginning of time until the end of time, humanity will continue to explore and search for the meaning of life, exploring all heights and depths beyond our reach or imagination. But to understand the meaning of life, you must know the maker of life. Colossians 1:16 and 17. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. God loves you. To the moon and back, to Mars and back, and beyond. That's the truth. Go on a discovery mission today, reading more about God's love for you. Not only will you find out more about God, you'll discover more of who you were created to be. I'm Lori Klein.